Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope you're all doing fantastic out there. And this podcast, for those of you who may not know, is all about vinyl records, collecting, selling, maybe trading. This is the podcast to listen to because this is where I talk about vinyl, the care of vinyl, and how you sell vinyl online. Maybe you just want to keep your vinyl, but I give you little tips on, you know, and having a popular record collection, you know, that people will envy and yourself will envy and you can keep forever and ever. And maybe at one time, you know, eventually start your own business like I have and working on it full time. It's a huge challenge, but if you love music like I do, it is a great business to be in. Apologize for that noise in the background you hear. Isn't it strange? You know, I do these podcasts for the comfort of my home, and there's always somebody in the neighborhood with a tree or a weed trimmer, a lawnmower, a blower, some sort of device going on, and it seems like it's going on like 24 hours a day. But that's the environment we live in now, isn't it? Anyways, just trying to get on Amazon and verify my accounts, and boy, oh boy, has it been nothing short of a disaster. Every day I look at my Amazon account, it's saying that I will be disabled within a few days if I don't verify my information. And I've verified it once, twice, three, four, five times, 10 times. I've reached out to the seller support and they keep saying, yes, it's we have it, be patient, and nothing really changes. That blue check mark or green check mark is not beside my checklist. And it's for those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know, maybe you're going through the same thing. And then I got a message last night saying, no worries, you're a U.S. seller, or you're a Canadian seller, so it only applies to U.S. sellers. And I'm totally confused. Anyways, it's been very, very frustrating because that is where I make most of my income, on Amazon.com. That's where I sell all my records, pretty much. So it's been tough. So, you know, like you kind of do, you know, you have to have like a backup plan, folks. And this is why I keep saying is, you know, sell on multiple platforms because something could happen. You know, you could be thrown out of a platform, you know, before you know it, and you don't have anything to fall back on, which leads me to what I'm doing now is I am attempting now to try to get on the Walmart.com platform for selling records. Now, the difference there would be that you cannot sell any used items there, which is a big problem, but I do have a lot of used new record, I should say, that I can sell there. And they are a huge outfit like Amazon, growing like Amazon, constantly growing. So I'm trying to get on that platform. I don't know if I'll be successful there or not, but these are the things you got to do. And I'm even looking at getting Shopify going again. I kind of like fell away from it the last couple of months because I wasn't getting sales, but you know what? I got to take a look at that again for selling my records on, because I think I may need something else very soon if all of a sudden I don't have the success on Amazon.com anymore, which would be a huge, huge disappointment. But you know what? This is what I keep telling you guys, that if you can't sell the records, well, you could always listen to them. You know, so it's not a huge, huge disappointment at all. You know, I'll keep trying. So last episode, I talked about basically the catalog numbers, if you remember that, and I hope that you paid close attention to what I talk about catalog numbers, that they're very, very important if you are selling, especially used records. It could be a big requirement from your customers that they want the exact catalog number when you're selling it to them and sending it to them, so you better get it right. So have a look, listen to that episode if you haven't already, where I talk about catalog numbers. This week I want to talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts and about caring for records. If you are storing records, you know, a few thousand of them, a few hundred of them, it's important to listen to this part of the podcast, where you may need to know a few do's and don'ts. And you know, whether you're selling or just storing or whatever you may be doing with your vinyl, it's good to know. So number one of the do's, store your records upright, right? Don't stack your records. The don't in is does don't stack your records on top of each other, because it causes warping and what we call in the industry ring wear. You probably may have seen it on some of the sites where advertising records. Ring wear is caused by pressure on top of the record. The vinyl on the inside of the cover pushes in against the cover front and back, and you get what is called ring wear. So always store your records upright. The second do is keep your record collection in a climate-controlled indoor space. People are going, how do I do climate-controlled? Well, if you expose your records to high temperatures or low temperatures or humid areas, you could have a problem with the record. Have you ever received a record from somebody and it smells like mildew? That's what I'm talking about. Is this person has probably stored the record in a very high humid environment in a basement, cold basement, and the record has got mildew on it, developed mildew, and it was because humid and it starts to smell. The cardboard cover picks up a smell, and I've gotten many, many records were shipped to me, and guess what? You can't get that smell out, because it is impossible to take it away from the... There goes another motorcycle go by my house. It's impossible to get the smell off of the cardboard. It's just impossible. Use an anti-static brush before and after each play. Yes. You know, if you're playing dusty or dirty records, it's bad quality for the records, and you could have more of an issue down the road if you don't clean. People are saying, well, every play, yes, there's brushes. Don't use the those soft kind of cloth for cleaning records. The brushes, the very fine brushes, it gets the dust out of the groove, and you can find those on Amazon for, and there he goes again. So you can find them anywhere on Amazon, but get the brushes, not those flat type of anti-static brushes. Not good enough. Handle your records by the edges of the label, you know, because if you touch the records, you know, the fingerprints on there sometimes are hard to get off, believe it or not. So always handle them by touching the sides of records. And clean your needle stylus very regularly. Use a special device for doing that. Again, you can get them off Amazon. People think, well, I'm not going to spend money buying all these devices. If you want your records to stay in tip-top condition, better do it. Like an anti-static brush is part of the record collection. Like you have your record collection, your stashes of records, and you have all your cleaning devices there too. You know, it takes maybe 20 minutes to play an album, right? On both sides, maybe. But and you can pick up plenty of dust doing so. So we recommend that. I recommend that you do it every time you play it, right? Just a word too, when you are shipping, always ship your record outside of the cover. Why is that? Because again, because of the shifting around the mail and getting boxes thrown around when you do ship it to your post office, it gets thrown around a lot. It can shift around inside the cover and you can get scuffs. You'll get less scuffing if you ship it outside of the cover. Always remove the record gently from the cover. You'd be surprised how many scratches you can get when you're taking the record outside of the cover, because the record pushes against the cardboard cover. And you'd be surprised, even inside that little plastic envelope that the record sits in, you can get a scuffing from pulling out the record, right? Handle it, as I said, handle it with the edges. And also, you know, those anti-static sleeves is, I mean, it's critical. If you have your record collection and you have, you know, 500, 600 records, I guarantee there are some records in there without the anti-static sleeve. And that's going to be a problem for you in a few years. The record will be damaged. Guaranteed. Now, when you're playing the record, never use a dull needle. Now, if you're not sure how much life the needle has, just go ahead and replace it. The reason for that is, you know, playing your records with a dull needle is going to damage your record eventually, especially if you have something, a classic record from the 60s or 70s, you can easily damage it by playing with a dull needle. So again, if you're not sure, always make sure that you know, when after about 1,400 hours of music playing, replace that needle. And it's very, very important that you do so. Some people say, well, what do I do when I'm trying to sell a record and it's got a price tag on it? Well, one thing you don't do is you don't heat it up with anything that is too hot. I use a clothing iron, just put it on there for a second. Make sure you take the record out of the sleeve when you do so. I've done that before in the early days, but take the record out of the sleeve and just give it a little tap with a clothing iron, you know, those pressing irons, the old ones, and in seconds you'll get the price tag off of the cover. It comes off nice and gently. So remember those tips, guys, in caring for your records, whether you're storing records, for your own collection, or you're going to keep these records for your business that you're going to sell in the future. It's very important. You know, I keep saying that records are like jewelry. You know, they're very, very fragile. You got to treat them with respect and treat them very, very well and carefully, and make sure that you give them a lot of love and care, and you will get that back from music or sales, whatever it may be. So if you have any questions, please email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. I'm more than happy to answer your questions. That is the podcast for today, guys. Over and out. We'll talk to you soon, and remember to keep collecting those vinyl records. Bye now.